By Dr. Deborah Gabriel from Bournemouth University, who also founded Black British Academics and specialises in racial equality. And I wonder, first of all, let me just ask you, Deborah, what did you think of Serena's outburst? You know, whether you watched live or watched it back, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, I think that, as has been reported in some of the more progressive newspapers, that actually initiate a sensible debate about it. I think that athletes, they have to perform intensely. The adrenaline's pumping, emotions are high. You know, she's had a long journey back, you know, to be fit, to be playing in the US Open in the first place. And I think that we can expect the athletes do have outbursts sometimes. Roger Federer had an outburst earlier in the year, and for me, that's less the issue. That's less the issue when athletes do have outbursts and may be deemed to kind of overstep the mark. You can expect them to be critiqued for that. But I think that the issue here with Serena Williams is that it's gone beyond that.
So she was right to be censured for breaking the rules, right to be critiqued for the outburst on court. But what's wrong then about this discussion around angry black women which has emerged this week?
There's nothing wrong with the discussion about angry black women. In fact, it's very healthy and right that there should be a discussion about it. And I think it's about why is it that there is this expression that is reserved for black women. So it takes this from being an issue about an athlete kind of getting angry and behaving in an unprofessional way, or, you know, not being able to control her temper. It becomes racialized. That's the issue. It's the fact that that has become racialized, but it's also gendered as well, because, as I said, that's an expression that is reserved only for black women.
I wonder what you thought about the cartoon in the Herald that's gone viral. And for people who haven't seen it, this is a cartoon which depicts Serena as a overweight, hefty woman throwing a tantrum with a dummy on the floor. We see Osaka, who actually has a Haitian background, in the background, and she's got no ethnicity in her at all. Instead, she's become this blonde woman, and many point to the fact that in any other cartoon, people wouldn't zone in on heritage in the way in which this has appeared, and which is why it's got so much scrutiny. What do you think about it?
Well, there's two things here. One is it's a subtle representation of whiteness. It's a perpetuation of whiteness, isn't it? Because you have Serena Williams, and I do believe it is racist. It is a racist trope. And we've seen cartoons like that, which have been directed towards Michelle Obama and also Barack Obama as well. So it's a way of dehumanising people of African descent and representing them as somehow grotesque, less than human and not normal. So that is not acceptable in any shape or form. But the way in which Osaka, who is also a woman of colour, you know, is depicted, her virtue has to be whitened, doesn't it? Because in a sense, that's the only way to present her as being oppositional to Serena, you know, who is depicted, you know, with all the negative traits. And the thing is, there is a clear historical link to that, because when we had the creation of scientific racism back in the 18th century, where the human family was divided into different racial groups, it wasn't just a question of saying that, you know, we have different races. And even at the time, it wasn't just about trying to depict biological differences. there were human characteristics and traits associated with these different.
Well, we know through history that, of course, there were black people who were kept in circus environments. Those who had large hips or large bums were kind of paraded as kind of circus acts. And that, for me personally, that's the only part of this cartoon which I find incredibly uncomfortable, because it seems to hark back to that kind of depicting you as being strange or bizarre in some kind of way. But we're almost out of time, and Deborah, I must ask you, what then can be done differently to change that narrative?
I think that it's about encouraging the debate, but also encouraging a questioning, you know, at a very public level, a questioning of what is acceptable and a challenging of what is unacceptable, and racist tropes like that that are depicted in a national newspaper shouldn't be tolerated, really.
I want to thank you for joining us. A really interesting discussion there. I'd be really pleased to hear what you think on that. Dr. Deborah Gabriel from Bournemouth University, what do you think? Tweet me at Brigitte TT.